Isn't God's Spirit good?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Good all over.
That's right. David over there in Psalms, he said to the Lord, he got carried away. He said, Thy Spirit is good. Thy Spirit is good.
Yes.
And David knew it. All the Psalms that he had written, oh my, by the inspiration of God. Ain't nothing, I'm like Brother Jason, there is nothing in this world could compare to having the Spirit of God in you, over you, and blessing you to feel Him is worth more than silver or gold or anything this world may hold. It's to know that you know. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me into 2 Peter and go to the first chapter. 2 Peter. Chapter 1. And the Lord helps me today. I'd like to speak to us for a little while. I feel more teaching than anything. There's things that we must add to our life.
Yes.
Lest we forget and fall. There's things that we must add to our life. Lest we forget and fall. I'm going to start here in the third verse. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. He's called us there. Verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great. You ever heard that phrase before?
Yes.
Exceeding great and precious promises.
Yes.
That by these promises, by these, you might be what? Partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world.
In the world.
Through lust. Lust has brought corruption into the world, but God has saved us and we have escaped out of it. Verse 5, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance. And to temperance patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. Now notice. For if these things be in you and abound, they're adding. They are growing. They are abounding. They will make you that ye shall neither be barren.
Yeah.
That's empty. Neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that what? He, anybody listening to me?
Yes.
But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off.
Cannot see.
Whew. And hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sin.
Yes.
Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence, that's that word again, diligence, to make your calling and your election sure.
Yeah.
For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall.
Yeah.
You shall never fall.
Never fall.
Look with me now back at verse 9. There were seven fruits he mentioned. Seven graces of God.
Yes.
Verse 9 says, but he that lacketh these things.
Lacketh.
Is blind.
Blind.
And cannot see afar off.
Can't see.
And hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Peter said there are people who had forgotten what it was like to be newly saved.
Right.
you have forgotten. They have forgotten that good feeling that they once had. They have somehow lost that tenderness.
Yeah.
And that sincerity they once had.
Yes.
In serving God.
Amen.
They lost that closeness.
Mm.
Oh Lord, they're lacking that. They lost touch with Jesus. Lost that good feeling. They don't pray and love Him like they used to.
Yes.
Something has happened. What is this, soul of man? What is it that has happened that you have forgotten what God's done? How God's blessed, how God's touched, how He saved you and moved for you. He called you. How could you forget the feeling? How could you forget His touch? Oh, Lord. They lost touch with Jesus.
Oh.
Something has happened. Other things have crept in.
Yes.
And they've lost their desire and growing cold.
Yes.
They have fallen away. I'm going to tell you here today, I wrote this weeping. If you don't keep yourself in check, you don't pray, you can get so far away from God's Spirit.
Yeah, you can.
You can get so far out in left field and away from conviction.
Yep.
There is a chance that you can fall from grace.
Amen.
And get away from God's keeping power.
Yep.
I'd say today we better stay in the fear of God and stay close to the altar, lest we fall. Can you say, Lord, I don't want to drift. I don't want to forget the Lord that bought me. I don't want to forget His touch. I don't want to lose that first love that I had and I knew that I had when He gave it to me. I don't want to forget how it was to be delivered, to be blessed. And I know my sins is gone. And that Jesus did something for my life and how He turned me around and He changed me. I don't want to never forget that. I don't want to ever forget the Lord that bought me. Hallelujah, delivered my soul. Raise your hands in my house and say, Lord, bring me back to You. If I've ever slipped an inch, if I've ever drifted at least a little bit, God, draw me back to Your presence, Lord. And don't let me be like Peter to follow You apart. Off, oh God, not in this hour.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
You're right.
We're going to be reading Apostle Simon Peter's exhortation and his warning to us about going blind.
Oh, Jesus.
Forgetting God and falling. Can I tell us all here today, there's one thing you do not want to do in this hour.
That's right.
Is to spiritually go blind.
Spiritually.
To forget and end up falling. This goes for the natural as well as the spiritual. I'm going to use this today, and I wrote it. I've got a dear cousin, my mom, my dad's sister's daughter. Her name is Sandy. I want to read you a little story. I got a precious, loving cousin right now laid up from a horrible fall. Brother Jason, she's in horrible pain, recuperating from her fall. She texted me and said, Tommy, please pray for me. She fell and broke her hip. They had to do surgery and put pins in to hold her hip bone together, the bones that were broke.
Wow.
You might say, Brother Tommy, how did she fall? Why did she fall? I want to use the natural and portray the spiritual. Her cat that she's had and petted for years in the house caused her to trip and fall.
Wow.
That pet, she's entertained it for years. That's hung around her legs. This time it got in her way and it tripped her up.
Wow.
How many hundreds of times? She's held it. She's petted it. It's what went between her legs. It's went around her legs. You know, it's not the great big things at a distance that cause you to fall. It's the things that are close to you.
Amen.
Close to you. You let it get too close to you and you'll trip over it.
Too close.
Too close. This time she was blinded. I want to tell you something. It's scary if you go spiritually blind.
God, I feel him.
Scary.
I don't want sin to blind me.
No.
I don't want this world to blind me spiritually.
Right, right.
Oh, God, I don't want the devils are working overtime to blind people to dangers.
Yeah.
Blind them. It's all right. You've done it over and over and over. You've had this pet for a long time. You've had this and you've occupied it in your life for a long time. It's going to get too close to you. You're going to trip and fall.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
This time she was blinded. She didn't see it coming. Blinded to the fact her pet cat was right in front of her feet and she tripped and fell. She went down and it hurt her bad. Now, because of her fall, because of not seeing the danger of being right in her path, now it's going to take weeks and months of rehab, physical, to heal up and get all of her motion, all of her physical motion restored to walk again. I want to tell you something. If you fall in this hour spiritually, it'll cost you.
It'll cost you.
It's going to hurt.
Right.
It'll hurt you bad.
Right.
And you might be weeks and you might be months in spiritual rehab to get back where you were, to get back to the place before you fell. I know where I'm at here today.
Yeah.
I'm a begging people, and people are watching this polo. We need to be very cautious and walk circumspectly to look out in the head of us, look all around us. Look what is in our life, because it can easily get between us and God, and it can easily trip us up, and we can go down and we can suffer.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Hey, God, I know of people right now outside of the doors of the house of God. I know in my heart they had an experience with the Lord, but something drew their mind. Something got between them and God. They lost their desire. They let up on their prayer life. They didn't read their Bible like they needed to. They drifted away. They wasn't faithful to the house of God. They lost that inward hunger and that desire, and something pulled them. I'm telling you, God is giving wake-up calls. He's a shaking people. He's trying to shake them and awaken them to let them see the dangers that are all around them. Would you rather be saved and safe and in God's hands and not fall in this hour? Raise your head and say, Lord, show me. God, let me know, lest I fall, God, away from your grace and get out of your spirit. I don't know about you, but I would rather be on a barren island, Brother Jason. I would rather be cast off on a barren island. I'd rather be Sister Stacy out in the middle of the sea without seeing the horizon anywhere. Hallelujah. Without God. I'm telling you, I want to feel God and I want to know Him. To do without God, I would rather be on a barren island. I'm going to raise your little hand. There's nothing like being in the presence of the Lord and in His anointing and in His Spirit and feeling the flowing in you. I tell you, I want the gifts of God operating. I want the talents of God operating. I want the presence of the Lord. I'm moving in this vessel. I don't want to trip and fall out.
No. Too important.
Amen.
You're right.
I'd really rather be out in the middle of the sea than to not have God. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. I want to ask you, how many times in your life have you tripped over something?
Yeah.
And while I'm teaching, you take it and you use it spiritually. How many times have you tripped over something that was in your way? You didn't see it. You just didn't see it. Ask my wife. She took a shortcut. We got about 14 or 15 steps from the hallway, opened the door right there, and about 14, 15 steps all the way down to the concrete floor of the basement. Ain't no sense in turning this light switch on. I've went up and down these steps many times. Right there it is. Soon as you go in there, flip the switch. Mm. It was right there. Right here, this level. Flip it up. I went down through there 100 times in these 7 years we lived here. All the way down through there. Yep, yeah, it's dark. No light, it's gotta be dark. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Thought she was at the end of the steps. She didn't see that last step. There's another step that there. Went down, smack. I was back in my study. I was studying and reading everything. I heard awful squalling like a panther. Oh! Bay! Bay! I thought, what is happening to her? I come in there and I open the door and it's pitch dark down there. And I said, where are you at? She said, I fell. I said, didn't you have the light on?
No.
Come on.
You know, there's a lot of things that wouldn't happen if we'd use this right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We need light. How many knows God is light? How many of you knows when you read the Word of God, it brings light into your life, into your heart?
Yes.
God shows you dangers, Brother Jason.
Oh, God.
He shows you the stumbling blocks in life. He don't want you to fall.
He don't want you to fall.
But needless to say, she's laughing right now, and she says, all every time since then, she said, I've always turned the light on. But she's carrying a scar right now, Sister Maria. She's carrying it. She's had x-rays on that knee and everything, and it hurts her. She walks bad on it, very much on it. Teach us, Lord. Teach us to see these things. We get in a big hurry, and we don't realize. Well, you trip over something in your way. You just didn't see it. Now notice, you misjudge your step. You either didn't go around it or you didn't step high enough to go over that thing that was in front of you.
Yeah.
I know this is natural. I'm teaching us today that there are things that we must add in our life spiritually so that we will not fall. To have bad falls physically is bad enough. Many are now crippled for life, and many more are in the grave.
Wow.
They left their loved ones behind and they're gone because they were blinded. They misjudged.
Misjudged.
They didn't see the danger. They tripped and they fell over something that was right there around them and in their way. But oh God, to go blind in this hour spiritually and lose your bearings and your balance, to misjudge your distance, and to not see something in your way that'll cause you to fall spiritually, could very well spell your eternal doom.
Yes.
You may never get back up and you may never recover. You'll be scarred and marred into eternity. Some people will face God a spiritual cripple and a casualty.
Yes.
Should not we walk circumspectly and make clear judgments?
Yes.
And clear our path? Lest we stumble?
Lest we stumble.
I don't want to lose this.
Come on.
Sister Alicia, I've come many, many, many miles. Since I've been saved, I don't know how many miles I've traveled, 50 years. I don't know how many physical steps I've made on my feet. But I would hate to think that I would allow something now, misjudge something now, not see the dangers now, and trip and fall. I can't do it. I want to make heaven my home. Oh, God. What is so sad about it all is that these people don't realize how blind they are and headed for a major fall. Before I get started in this lesson, many precious souls that we and the Lord love are setting themselves up for a fall.
Yes.
By what they're doing, what they have, and what they're allowing. Don't set yourself up. I'm going to back up. I'm going to start now. We're going to go exhaustively through each scripture.
No.
Let's look at verse 2. Peter writes, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through what?
Knowledge.
Knowledge of God. The knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord." How many knows we need to learn? God said in Hosea 4 and 6, "My people are destroyed for lack of
knowledge.
Yes.
Because thou hast rejected knowledge," God said to his people, "I will also reject thee." How many wants God to teach you?
Yes.
I want to be saved, the Lord, and I want you to keep me.
Yes.
Verse 3. "According as his divine power hath given unto us," what?
All
things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. What's the Holy Ghost saying through Peter here? God has given us everything we need in our life to live for him, to live godly, and to give him glory. Everything.
Yes.
He's given it all. There is no excuse for us not to be saved and have victory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Look at verse 4. "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these promises you might be partakers of what? Of the divine nature." A partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Can you say here today, "I thank God for his promises"?
Yes.
Shoo. "I'm glad I came out of this evil world of corruption. By God's holy word, I made my escape. And by those exceeding great promises, I'm living now for the Lord. And I'm on my way to heaven. I'm proud to be a partaker of God's holiness. I know His divine nature, and it lives down inside of my heart. Raise your hand in the house. I'm glad I know Him, and I've got that divine nature. And by that, the Lord is keeping me. He's preserving me. He's leading me. He's keeping me. I'm glad He is my guide. He'll keep me from the evil that's in this world. Hallelujah. Woo! Yes. Yay, Lord.
Yes.
Look at verse 5. And beside this, giving all diligence. Can anybody in the house tell me what diligence means?
All diligence.
All diligence. The Greek word for diligence means giving all of your earnest, heartfelt, continued effort. Giving all effort, diligence. Add to your faith virtue. If you are truly saved here today, God has dealt to every one of us a measure of faith. It is up to each and every one of us to increase that faith.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. Yes. Thank you, Lord. You might say, Brother Tommy, how do I increase my faith? Oh, Lord, you've got to act on what you know. You've got to act and put it into action what you know.
Yes.
That God has showed you in His Word. If you don't obey the Lord and use what that He has given you, and if you don't give out and you don't see it, you don't praise Him, you don't share it, and you don't tell it, and if you don't pray, you don't read your Bible every day, if you're not faithful to the house of God, you will automatically decrease. And I don't know about you, I don't want to decrease in the Lord, but I want to get closer to Him. And I want to increase in the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes.
Woo!
That's right.
There's too much decreasing going on right now.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Yes.
You will decrease spiritually.
Yes.
If you don't do what you know that you're supposed to do, you will decrease.
Decrease.
The Spirit will leak out of your life, friend. Notice. And I wrote this, when God gave me this lesson for today, I penned these words. I felt the Holy Ghost tell me and speak to me, Brother Jason, if you are not daily adding, if you're not adding every day, if you are doing nothing, and you're idle about your salvation, if you are not really working on it, if you're not doing that every day, you are automatically subtracting things out of your life.
Right.
That's what God gave me.
Right.
You'll have to add it every day.
Every day.
Oh, Lord, give me a desire, Lord, to add things to my life.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You are automatically subtracting and you are decreasing in God and in His Spirit. Listen to me close. There is no neutral ground in God. No neutral. Mm-mm. You either hold faithful to your ground and press forward, or you're going to go backward.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Have you ever heard the word backslide? Anybody ever heard the word backslide? Backsliding, backsliding. You got many people in the church world that are backsliding.
Backsliding.
Their minds and hearts are far from God. They drifted away into the influence of the world.
Yes.
The Bible said, add to your faith virtue. Anybody can tell me what virtue is? We ought to do a word study. Now, I just might start it.
Yeah.
A word study. Just dig it out in the Greek and in the Hebrew. What are you saying to us, Lord? Did you know, Brother Jason, every word in the Bible, you can dig in, and it's a well. Every word is a well of meaning.
Yeah.
It shows the heart of God, the revelation of God. Add to your faith virtue.
Virtue.
What is virtue? It is moral goodness.
Moral goodness.
It is purity. Mm. It is clean living.
That's good, yeah.
Woo! Clean living in thought, in feeling, and in your actions.
Yes.
It is your behavior.
Wow.
In showing high moral standards.
Right.
This thing is more than saying you're a Christian. Your actions and your words will tell others what is in your heart.
Yeah.
Woo! How many wants to live for Jesus and be Christ-like in your mind, in word, in your talk, and in your deeds? How many wants to be Christ-like?
Yes.
Woo! Fill me, Lord, with the Spirit of God.
Fill me, Lord.
If we're not adding these things and working on these things, we have subtracted that part out of our life and will not enter God's holy heaven.
Come on. Lord Jesus.
Look at verse 5. And add to your virtue what?
Knowledge.
Knowledge. Read your Bible prayerfully. And say to the Lord as you read it, teach me, O Lord, thy ways. Give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. O Spirit of God, would you speak to my heart? Show me, draw me, and work on me. There's no excuse for us not to pray and say, Lord, show me your will for my life. I want your will in my life. Raise your hand and say, God, it's very important for me to find your will, Lord. Your will, what you want me to do, I must be in the will of God. I must have his favor and his approval in my life, Lord. Show me. Bring it to that place, God. I don't want to subtract. I don't want to decrease, God. I'm going to have to add. Holy Lord, Holy Lord. Verse 6. And add, and to knowledge, add to knowledge temperance. The Greek word for temperance is enkratia, which means self-control.
Yes.
Yeah.
Self-restraint.
Yes.
Self-discipline of our earthly, fleshly desires. Self-control. Self-discernment. Self-discipline of the fleshly, earthly desires that is in a lust-driven world where carnal passions run high. There's only one thing right now, listen, that stands between you and heaven, and that is this body of flesh.
Yes.
One thing. And believe me, it is your greatest enemy that you will ever, ever daily have to face and battle, is this veil of flesh.
Amen.
You battle it.
Yes.
It's the veil of flesh that separates you from God and being in his presence. You must know that everything in this world is geared toward fleshly lusts.
Yes.
Tell us, Simon, Peter, and warn us. Peter will say, I will. 1 Peter 2:11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, I beg you, as strangers and pilgrims. You are supposed to be a stranger and a pilgrim.
Yeah.
Just passing through this evil world. and not to be attached to it. You ain't to feel at home down here and comfortable here in the world's influence. You are a higher breed. You are a called out and a sanctified people. This world does not own you. You are different. You are peculiar. You don't dance to this world's music. You won't move to its tune and its images and its lustful strings. It's to have no attachments to you and no connection to you. You are a holy vessel of God. Tell us, Peter, I will. I beseech you to abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Whether you realize it or not, the devil's a reaching, and he's a reaching through pleasure and entertainment to get in our mind and pull us away from God.
Yes.
I need somebody to read for me. Who's going to read for me? Colossians 3 and verse 1. Stacy, you got it. Mm-hmm. Colossians 3. I want you to read verse 1 and then go down and read verse 5.
If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil,
concupiscence,
and covetousness, which is idolatry.
All right. Apostle Paul, you're full of the Holy Ghost. You was full of the Holy Ghost. Will you tell us how to be saved and stay saved and safe so that we'll make it to God's holy heaven?
Come on.
He would say, I sure will. If ye then be risen with Christ, listen to me now. If God raised you up out of sin, I want to tell you something. God don't save you in your sin. He saved you out of it. He delivered you out of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is to have no place in you, sin.
No place.
Right.
Out of sin and saved you, he said, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
Right hand.
Mortify your members which are up on the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. All these things listed are desires that are outside the bounds of God's holiness.
Right.
If not kept in check, they will keep you out of God's presence and they'll bar you from heaven.
Right.
Oh God.
Come on.
Oh God. What are you saying to us, Paul, in our generation? Mortify means to kill out.
Kill it out.
Put to death these fleshly lustful desires that seek to control you and seek to corrupt you.
Right.
Kill it out. They will separate you from God and His Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit will not dwell in an unclean temple.
No.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. I need another reader here. Who's going to be another reader? Galatians 5 and 16 through 19. 16 through 19, chapter 5.
This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, enmities, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Other which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Oh God. Oh God. Sweet Holy Ghost, would you exhort us and warn us? Will you tell us more, Apostle Paul? I sure will. I warned the church at Galatia, and I will warn you in your generation. Look at Galatians 5:19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which means they are revealed. The works of the flesh are revealed. They come out in the open. They make themselves known.
Right.
A person in their life, that eventually it'll come out what they're thinking, what their desires are. Everything will be manifest. The flesh, the works of the flesh will be revealed.
Right.
Yes.
Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and lasciviousness. Mm. Did you know that all of these are sexual sins?
Yeah.
So you say, why, teacher, are you teaching along these lines? It's because these sins are the prevalent sins of this generation.
Yes, they are.
It's all over the internet. It's all over your cell phones. And the devil is pulling millions into his clutches. And he is reaching for our youth to corrupt their minds. He's even reaching for older people too. People's minds today is a cesspool of uncleanness. Do you want to know why the unbridled lust of our society is abounding? And why that adultery, fornication, homosexuality, and transgenderism and sexual perversion is going on? Do you want to know why? It's because of unwholesome, unholy, unregulating, enticing entertainment in the hands and in the eyes and in the ears of people on social media.
That's right.
Right.
Yes. Come on, bro.
Yes. Come on.
You're telling
me. Hey, God.
Come on.
Oh, Lord.
Right.
I can tell you people, listen to me, that was truly divinely saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, spoke in tongues. I knew they were.
Yes.
And now they're backslid. This one person married another one of the same sex. Oh, God, help us. How in the world can you go that deep? How can you be that easily deceived? I want you to know we live in a lustful gear generation, and it has influenced spirits. People are allowing spirits into their home and into their mind, and they play with these things, and spirits have power. They have almost like a hypnotic power to get inside of you. To cause unnatural affection and desires that are wrong.
Amen.
Yes. Okay.
That's right.
Come on.
Oh God. Oh God. It is deceiving and defiling and destroying homes and marriages and kids and families.
Right.
Brother Jason, I did a complete in-depth word study on the sin of lasciviousness. You want to hear it?
Come on.
You better buckle your seatbelt.
Come on.
Lasciviousness means, I'm going over it twice, to act in a way.
Right.
To do something. to dress, to talk in a way that will cause others to lust and have the wrong desires.
Yeah.
Unclean desires. This is the reason our holiness churches have strict dress codes. This is why we have guidelines. This is why that we preach and teach good, clean, moral standards of conduct.
Yes.
Yes.
So if I dress in a way, if I talk in a way, if I act in a way, if I make insinuations in a way that causes somebody else to have a sexual thought or a sexual desire, it's dangerous.
Yes.
Sin.
It's sin.
Sin.
Yes.
I don't want my mouth to offend God. I don't want my tongue to utter a word that'll paint a wrong picture in somebody else and cause them to lust.
No.
Woo. Hey, God.
Come on.
I make you raise your hand and say, preach on, preacher. Give us the truth, dear Lord. Clean us up, God. Woo! That's the reason we got good, real good dress codes. Women wear their long skirts or their dresses. They're not wearing see-through, come on, low necks to show their skin, or tight pants, tight dresses or whatever to show their figure. That is the reason that we've got good dress codes. It's because when they walk in our midst, no thought of lust will come out of them. Raise your hand and praise Him.
God, we praise the Lord here today.
Holy God.
Yes. Jesus.
Holy God.
I like people say, when He passes by, I can tell He's a man of God.
Yeah.
When a sister in a church passes by and her hair is given to her for glory, her long hair for her glory, and she's neatly dressed in apparel that portrays the holiness of God.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, there's a saint of God right there.
Saint of God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is why we are different from this world.
Different.
We look different.
Yes, we do.
We walk different, yes. And we talk different.
Yes.
The Bible says, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying.
Amen.
No corrupt communication. I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to raise my hand right here. If you're talking filthy, and if you're thinking filthy, mm-hmm. you're not saved.
Come on now.
Come on, right.
Slip your hands up to God right here.
Oh God, help me, Lord.
You're thinking filthy. You're living in a dream world.
Come on.
Lust, you're entertaining it.
Come on.
And you're talking and making insinuations. And your tongue is talking in a lustful way. You're not saved. I hate to be the one to tell you that, but you are not saved. The Spirit of God is not in your life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You need to pray through and really get a born-again experience and get saved and get sanctified and get the Holy Ghost. You'd be surprised if people say, I've got the Holy Ghost, I've got gifts, I've got talents. And their heart is completely far away from God. The Spirit of God is not even around them. It's not dwelling in them. Because you will live this. You will talk this. This is a holy way.
Holy
it's
way.
A holy way. Raise your hand and praise Him and love Him in the house.
Holy.
Sanctify my mind, Lord. Sanctify my tongue, Lord. If I don't get sanctified, I'll miss heaven.
Right.
Come on now.
I won't go, Brother Jason.
I'll miss it.
Shoo.
Oh, Jesus.
Doing real good.
This is why that me and Brother Jason, we preach separation and sanctification from the world. And this is why we have no confidence in the flesh. It's why we fast and we pray and we read our Bible. And we seek God's face is to be like Him.
Be like Him.
Pure in heart. This is the reason that we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost in this hour that'll keep us holy. This is why we don't hang around with sinners and run with them. We don't hang around those that's got filthy communication. Uh-uh. No, we won't. And it's influenced by this world and its customs. We pull ourselves away from the customs of this age and its styles and its fads because we are endeavoring to keep ourselves pure.
Yeah.
This is why we need solid holiness preaching and teaching in our pulpits today that will clean people up.
Clean them up.
Peter goes on to say, as I'm closing, in his final letter, Brother Jason, 2 Peter 3:17, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also be led away with the error of the wicked and fall from your own steadfastness. Fall from your own steadfastness. I'm telling us today, spirits of devils are real.
Yes.
Jesus calls them unclean spirits. And I don't want unclean spirits around me. I don't want them entertaining me.
No.
This is the reason our personal lives and our homes must be clean and clear of all worldly lustful entertainment.
Right.
Ungodly spirits come in. They enter in through the airways. By what we watch and we listen to. This world is full of unholy influence. It's time that God's people break away from the world and its ungodliness, unless we fall. For a little bit of leaven will leaven up the whole lump.
Yes.
A little bit of fermented yeast putting in a bowl of regular flour, it'll corrupt it every bit and cause it to rise. I'm telling you, when the flesh rises, my friend, you better be praying.
Yeah.
I said, when your mouth wants to run away, and your actions and your attitudes, and your desires and your thoughts and your wants, when it ain't held in check, and when you don't have temperance, and things rise in you, you better get a handle on it. I'm warning somebody here today, you better get a handle on it and clean up. Clean up.
Oh, God. You're doing good, Brother Tony. So,
yes.
Amen. Doing good, any church?
Yes.
I want to raise our hands and pray here. Lord, God, you heard. Amen. You've been right here and you've seen and impressed on our hearts, Lord. This message is here today. God, I pray that you touch a heart in this house. Oh, God. Help us, Lord, to have a holy heart. God, help us to have holy thoughts, Lord. Help us to think holy things, God, right here today. Lord, we got time right here. If there should be one that want to pray, God, amen. These altars are always open. Amen. Anybody want to pray? You're welcome to pray here. Amen. Lord God, I want to have a holy heart. Amen.
Yes.
Want to have a holy mind. God, you're a holy God, and we're going to have to be a holy people. God, right here today, touch, Lord, move, God, upon us right here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We got plenty of time, church. We got plenty of time here.
Oh,
no hurry. Amen. And I tell you, it's a serious walk. If you're going to serve God, you're going to walk with God. It's a serious walk, man.
Yes, it is. Yes,
it's a serious matter, praise God. And eternity's a long time. Hell's hot.
Yes.
Eternity's forever.
Right.
I want to be sure I'm ready to meet God.
Oh, yes. God.
Hallelujah. When the last breath leaves my body, Brother Josh, I want to be ready to meet God. Don't you, church?
Yes, Lord, yes.
Don't you here today? Hallelujah. Appreciate your burden, Brother Tommy. Appreciate his burden, don't we, church?
Yes.
Yes, God.
Amen. Talk to us here today from the Word of God. And it was all good. Amen. I tell you what, I want the Lord to search me. David prayed that multiple times. Search me, oh God, search me.
Yes.
And if there be any evil thing in there, get it out. If there be any wickedness in there, get it out. I want my heart right.
Yes, God.
I want my attitude right.
Yes.
As he said, I've neglected to preach that so much through the years, but I've seen it very, very much the last couple of years of my life. We preach on an outward appearance, and I believe that. I believe you should look right. I believe you should talk right. I also believe you ought to act right.
Right, right.
Amen. We've got to have a right spirit, don't we?
Yes.
Amen. We've got to have a right spirit. We've got to have a right attitude. And if you can't have all of one fix and lacking in the other. You got to have all that, well-rounded. Good. I want to look good. I want to talk right. I want to act right.
Yes.
I want to have the right attitude. I want the Lord to work on me. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Appreciate that, Brother Tommy. That was wonderful. Amen. That was wonderful here today.